Blog Talk Radio. Everyone, I wanted to pop on today and make a quick podcast so that I could visit with you for just a minute and give you a quick update on some of the happenings here on the homestead. The water house project is moving forward. All the walls are up and all the exterior walls, and now we're working on filling everything in so that we can then start bringing in the tank and the new wood stove. So we are going to be bringing in the big tank next, and I'll take some pictures and everything of that for you guys. For those of you who watch this on the internet, and you can see my little slideshow there, I'll pop in a couple pictures for you. And we also decided that when we we're going to put the wood stove in, we already do have a wood stove. It's more of a camp stove style. But we decided that we wanted to get a stove that had the glass door because we both really enjoy a fireplace and sitting and watching the fire. So we decided that we would go ahead and get the new stove, which would also heat a larger area and give us more of the ambiance that we were hoping for the space. And so we're going to put that in there to help keep the tank from freezing. So the water tank will go in first, and then we'll get the plumbing in for that, and then we'll move on to installing the wood stove. So we're still pushing forward hard with that, and we're trying to finish before hard winter hits, but we are definitely under the gun. And we did get the plastic up on the grow beds that we talked about in our last podcast. We decided that we would experiment with three of our raised beds this year to see if we could grow food over winter, or how far can we extend our season, whatever we could do to increase our sustainability. So we are experimenting with it. We've never grown during the winter. We normally take the winters off. So we decided that we would do the three beds, and the first bed we planted with kale and Swiss chard, a little bit of lettuce, which I'm not sure how long that'll last, but the Swiss chard and the kale should be pretty cold hardy. The second bed we planted with broccoli, some cabbage, and two rows of Swiss chard and some mixed greens, some more kale and things that are cold hardy. And then the third bed we planted with all cabbage. And that was actually the first bed that we planted, so those plants are a little larger. We use a lot of cabbage here in winter for the poultry over winter, and so we decided that we would plant that whole bed to help us out with the poultry food through the winter and see how far we can get with it. So far, they're very beautiful. The plants are all looking really good. And we'll just have to see how far we get with it. Right now, we're also planning the new grow beds for the spring. We're going to put in a couple new grow beds and a couple more growing areas. So we're moving some compost into those new grow areas and expanding that so that we'll have more grow area for the spring. We've already got one new bed up that is about, I think it's about 20 foot long. About another 20-foot long grow bed, and that one's going to be fantastic. The soil is already looking beautiful, so I cannot wait to plant in that one. But I'll take some pictures of that for you guys to post for those of you who watch. And, of course, for those of you who listen to the podcast who also watch us on other social media, you'll see pictures, video, and that kind of thing as well. So the winter growing experiment is well underway, and we've got the new grow beds planning on those. And, you know, the shorter days are really kind of slowing us down, but we're continuing to push forward here with our journey to sustainability, and we're wanting to push it and just see how far we can go with the growing and see how much we can get done before the hard winter and just see what we can do. You know, this is a this journey is a journey that we started many years ago, and it's one that we expect to be a lifelong journey. So we're really excited to have all of you here with us on the journey to sustainability, and thank you so much for stopping by. And until next time, just grow food, guys. Just grow food.